Nearly 1,500 Republicans from a five-state region paid as much as $100 a plate to eat grilled balsamic chicken with red, white, and blue salad, and to see the fresh political phenomenon known as Herman Cain.
I was commenting to the people at my table that I feel right at home here because of the warm reception that I have received, not only this trip, but every trip that I've made through Arkansas. You all understand Southern hospitality, and I do appreciate it.
Georgia native and former president and CEO of Godfather's Pizza is seeking the office of President of the United States. His speech was plain. He used no notes, and he charged no fees to appear at this local political fundraiser where he hoped to rouse support.
And I believe that we will take back the American dream, which has been hijacked by the liberals in this country, because of that spirit of America that has awakened.
Referring to neoconstitutionalists who manifest the Tea Party movement several years ago, Cain's currently a top pick among Tea Party Republicans. In a recent CBS New York Times poll of registered voters, Republican voters released earlier this week, found Cain leading the full GOP pack of contenders by 25%, with Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney at 21%, followed by Newt Gingrich at 10%, and Ron Paul and Rick Perry in the single digits. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 4%. For Cain, that's a rise of 20 points since early September. And wherever he campaigns, crowds follow, including yesterday evening in Springdale. Several dozen opponents also showed up to protest outside in the cold drizzle. Inside, Cain spoke of America being the envy of the world, despite its sputtering economic machine, and how Americans are able to meet challenges.
And I believe that this nation, the people of this nation, are itching and hungry for some significant change because of the direction that we are going in right now.
Republicans of all stripes are bent on taking over the White House and U.S. Senate in 2012. But over and over, Herman Cain told the crowd he was not a politician. Rather, he was a businessman who knows how to fix things.
Working on the right problem. That's one of the things that distinguishes me from some of the other contenders for the Republican nomination. This economy is on life support, and we know it is on life support because there is a fundamental economic principle that this administration does not get. And that is, the economic engine of this economy is the business sector, not government. But this is why we have the mess that we have. This president and his administration are determined to do it their way, which is the wrong way. And this is why in 2012, you and I are going to tell this president to hit the highway.
Standing in front of a huge American flag, Cain spoke of his Navy career as a ballistics analyst, creating strategic weaponry, which led to his becoming a strategic and successful businessman, which he said will lead him to become our nation's leader. From a President Herman Cain, we can expect a repeal of health care reform, as he calls it, the gutting of environmental laws to pursue domestic energy, zero tolerance immigration enforcement, reducing federal entitlements, leaving it to states and cities and charities to tend to the poor, the death of financial reform embodied in the Dodd-Frank bill, allowing free markets to reign, and finally, a new federal flat tax formula based on the now famous nines.
That starts with, throw out the current tax code. We should have thrown it out a long time ago. And then replace it with a plan that we have called 999. 9% business flat tax, 9% personal income flat tax, and a 9% national sales tax.
The result, he said, would expand the gross domestic product by $2 trillion, create 6 million new jobs, increase business investment by one-third, and increase wages by 10%. Keynes says it's fair, neutral, and transparent. Keynes' 999 plan would end nearly all deductions and feature zero tax on capital gains and would kill the death tax. Plus, he says it would save the nation $430 billion in tax code compliance costs. Critics say more than three-quarters of single individuals and working poor families would end up paying more and, in the end, corporations less. As for international and especially military affairs, Keynes said he has no experience, so will rely on White House experts to advise. He said presidential candidate Barack Obama had no such expertise either. In fact, U.S. Senator Barack Obama served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and traveled widely to Eastern Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Social issues are top Republican interests, but Keynes did not speak of these. Recently, he confused his followers by insisting he was against abortion, yet said families ultimately have the right to choose. He since clarified that position on his homepage, writing he's 100% pro-life. Several times, Keynes described how, as a rising presidential candidate, he now wears a target on his back. He blamed the media numerous times for disinformation and warned Republicans to ignore negative reports and look only at his rising polling numbers.
The voice of the people is more powerful than the voice of the media.
Keynes also spoke about money, how his campaign's operating on very little of it, yet succeeding.
Message is more important than money. Yes, money is important, but message is more powerful than money.
He pointed out that, yes, Mitt Romney has $15 million, Rick Perry has raised $17 million, and Ron Paul's collected $8.2 million, and that he's managed to raise only $2.8 million, yet he continues to escalate above his opponents with a shoestring staff and no political machine. In the audience listening were former U.S. Congressman John Paul Hammerschmidt, as well as U.S. Senator John Bozeman and U.S. Congressman Steve Womack, Northwest Arkansas in the 3rd Congressional District, a Republican stronghold that saw the rout of Democratic U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln in 2010, the second time since Reconstruction. Still, we have a Democratic governor with a high approval rating and a majority Democratic General Assembly. Democrats also control more statewide and local offices, but Republicans are taking over constitutional offices. Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, Secretary of State Mark Martin, and Republican Land Commissioner John Thurston, as pointed out during the fundraising dinner, just one more will make for a GOP majority in Arkansas. And Herman Cain, an arch Republican who is also a motivational author and speaker, in closing talked about how surviving liver cancer and the birth of his granddaughter eventually pushed him towards politics as a means to give back to his family and his nation.
I am convinced that I am where I am today because this is God's plan for me.
At the end of his talk, Keynes provided three suggestions for moving forward. Stay informed, stay inspired, get involved, and stay involved.
I came from a very humble family. My mother was a domestic worker. My father was a barber, a janitor, and a chauffeur, all at the same time. They never talked about us being the victims in our household. Dad never talked about somebody owes us something. They taught us to believe in God, believe in yourself, and believe in the greatest country in the world where you can achieve your dreams.
This weekend, presidential hopeful Herman Cain will tour Alabama. Then on Monday, we'll speak at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. By the way, his campaign motto, "Let's get real." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.